Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. The Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Chelsea, you might have to take over here. My computer's dying. I mean, I'm all right. I'm dying. I'm okay. But the computer, I left my typical for the way things have gone with the Commanders this season. I left my power cord at the stadium on Sunday night when I was doing the pregame show. So that thing's gone. So this computer is running on fumes right now. I got about 38 minutes left. It's going to be right there at the edge. Yeah,
you're golden.
We'll see.
38 minutes.
We'll see.
Let me ask you, when do you start to panic when it comes to battery levels? Because it's wild the difference between certain people when it comes to their phone. I live in low power mode, and I understand this is iPhone talk, and you're not an iPhone user.
I'm not.
But I feel like it's the same, you know, discussion about personality that you can kind of surmise from, like, what people do with their phones. Because we all know that chaotic person who their phone is always on, like, 6%. And you're like, should you be charging your phone right now? They're like,
yes.
Nah, I'm good. Like, what are you doing? So what's the level for you?
Oh, I don't like it when my phone's around 60%.
Ooh.
Honestly. Seriously. I'm like, whoa. Which the lovely Kath will be like, oh, I'm at 6%. I'm like, 6? And now my phone can charge hers, which is, you know, kind of nice. I mean, it's not crazy, but I can hit a setting on my phone and put her iPhone on top of my phone, and it'll charge her phone to kind of like give her a little extra juice if necessary. So that's nice. We don't do that too often. But I start getting around 50 or 60, and I get nervous because I'm always worried about running out, which never happens. I think I can count the number of times on one hand when I actually ran out of juice.
Well, yeah, because you're cautious. And clearly you are on top of it when it comes to charging your phone. I don't think I get nervous until 25%.
Okay.
Like under 20 is when I really start to worry. But like if I'm going to be gone the entire day, I'll worry at 50 or 60%. Like especially when you're traveling. Like when I'm traveling, I'm charging my phone at the airport even if it's like 75%. I'm like, we need to be 100% for this flight because I am not raw dogging this flight. I need to be watching movies, shows, whatever. I cannot be sitting there in silence.
Is that thing over now, that trend of raw dogging? Finally.
Raw dogging.
Dumbest trend I've ever seen in my life. Like, if you're doing it because you want to be alone with your thoughts and you just need to think, which I think is a healthy thing, like be alone with yourself, a lot of people can't do that without sort of being able to handle like what sort of comes up from the surface. You'd be amazed at what is in your subconscious. But if you're just sitting there to prove a trend, then it's just like, I don't know. Is that still a thing? Denton, you would know.
I am the king of, I guess, raw dogging knowledge on the program. I don't believe that's a thing anymore.
Okay.
I think the new trend is raw dogging an hour out of your day to get your system back on track.
I see.
No phone, no music, no You just sit in silence. You know, maybe start a little bit lower because just jumping into an hour feels tough.
Okay.
But I feel like that's in raw dogging on flights out.
Okay. Interesting.
How many times are we going to say raw dogging on the show?
Not enough. Not enough.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like if I'm going to be without my phone and you really want to decompress, like do it on like a hike or like a walk outside. I don't want to do it on a flight where it's just recycled air and you're literally just sitting there. And all I'm thinking about is like, hey, when's the next bout of turbulence? Like, I need my mind occupied. But, like, I get it that you need to clear your mind, just not on a flight for me.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, that would drive me crazy. I don't know how people do it. I really don't. Well, Chelsea, one thing that we both know and agree on is that tonight we're going to have a lot to talk about when the official rankings for the college football playoff are finally released. So what's going to happen here? I mean, I feel like when you look at this, we're basically dealing with, we know who the top teams are, right? We know it's going to be Ohio State. We know it's going to be Texas A&M. We know it's going to be Indiana. After that, what's going to happen? And who should be number one? Is it Ohio State, or will you be willing to make an argument for Indiana?
Here's where it depends on your view of the committee. Like, if okay. you believe in positivity and you give the committee the benefit of the doubt, I think Indiana should be number one. Like, okay. if all this nonsense really? They have been spewing about, you know, who has the best quality win, and, you know, we're going to make good wins count for way more and punish people for bad losses, which I know doesn't go into the category of Ohio State versus Indiana. But if you look at Ohio State's schedule, and by no fault of their own, because mm-hmm. I don't think we saw Texas, you know, falling from grace, or at least, you know, in the last few weeks. I know they're on the come up. And then Penn State being unranked, there were good games on the schedule for Ohio State. But now you look at their schedule and you're like, okay, what's their signature win? Like, do we just right. put them up there just because they're Ohio State and because, you know, they're innocent until proven guilty? Whereas the opposite's not true for Indiana. Yeah. They have to prove everything. And, you know, they went on the road to Oregon. That is a huge win for Indiana. So at what point do you look at, you know, the resumes in front of you and you take the names off the top of the resume and you say, okay, this team actually has a more impressive resume, and you give that title to Indiana? So I think Indiana should be number one. But Jenks, how much do you trust the committee? Because I think they say all of this stuff, but at the end yeah. of the day, they're going to do what they want.
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. I think Ohio State should be number one. I do. But I also understand the argument for Indiana. I would be stunned if the committee says we're going to put Indiana number one. But I would yeah. kind of love it. I mean, don't you feel like this is where Indiana's just not going to get enough credit for being Indiana? You know, they're the Hoosiers. You guys are supposed to be good at basketball, not at football. That's a thing that it's going to take people to get time to get over, even now. But Ohio State, I will say, is just winning games with surgical precision. Like, what Julian Sain is doing is unbelievable. He's completing passes at like an 80% clip. Ohio State is boring, and I mean that in the best way possible. They just go out, they win. They go out, they win. They go out and win. That's why Sain right now is the Heisman Trophy favorite, plus 175. But then you have Fernando Mendoza right there, plus 225. It's going to be interesting to see how much credit the committee really gives to Indiana here. We're going to find out.
Yeah. I think the most interesting part, though, is what happens at the bottom. Because yeah. I do think, like, all these teams are going to get in. At the end of the day, like, if you're in and you're one of at least the top few teams, like, maybe the bracketology, like, works out a little different where you don't get the best matchup. But, like, my yeah. point being is that they're in. So I think this is the biggest deal for some of these teams towards the bottom of, like, who's going to make it to the college football playoff. But then I look at some of these teams and I'm like, okay, how much do these rankings matter when the season isn't over yet? And we still have some really big games on the schedule. Most notably for your team, Jenks, Texas yeah. still has a big game against Georgia this week, where if they beat Georgia on the road, that is a massive seismic win for Texas. And then they have Arkansas, and then they have Texas A&M to close out the year. So if they win those games, like, Texas is going to be on the come up in a major way. But then the question mark is, how about if they win one of those games? And you say to yourself, okay, if we're not punishing losses against yeah. really good teams, do you still give Texas some credit? Or is the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Narrative that they had at the first of the season, too much to overcome, where people say, no, we're out on Texas.
Ah, God, it's going to be tough. If they get in, it'll be right there at the edge. Do you know what I mean? It'll be, you know, one of the last teams to get in, and people will debate about it. And I also wonder, too, and I don't necessarily think this is fair, but let's be honest. We're talking about money at stake. We're talking about attention. And you can't convince me that this committee doesn't take that into account. Like, brand matters when you're talking about all of the factors that go into deciding which teams go where, right? Because if you can make somewhat of a case for a blue blood, then you probably put them in over a school where you can make a case, maybe a stronger case, but they don't have the brand name. You know what I mean? So that always gives Texas an advantage. I'm not saying that's fair. I think they probably need to win out. It's that Florida loss that is a killer, right? If you had a loss to Ohio State, you lost to Georgia. And remember, they still have Arkansas and A&M. But I will say this. If they have three losses and maybe they lose to Georgia but beat A&M, then you got A&M and Vandy. This is why the SEC wants to expand the playoff, right? Because the SEC is such a gauntlet where you have really good teams that could probably compete with the top 12 teams in the country, but one of those SEC teams gets left out because of the strength of schedule. I don't necessarily agree with that. I like a smaller playoff. I don't think everyone deserves to get in, but that's where that argument comes from.
I do think no matter how you slice it, like, somebody's going to be mad at the end of the season.
Yes, always.
Because we always see these cases, and it's right, and at the end of the day, it's like, okay, we have 12 teams now. Like, maybe just be better and you should have won more games, because we talked about this earlier, like the case for Miami over Notre Dame, because from a very simplistic standpoint, you say Miami and Notre Dame are both 6-2 and
right.
Miami beat Notre Dame head to head. But if the committee believes in like some of the tropes that they're saying and saying, hey, we're going to punish you more for bad losses, Miami has a loss, albeit in overtime, to an unranked SMU team. So right now, as we stand, Miami would be out. But you know those Hurricane fans are going to be real mad if they look at Notre Dame. They're like, hey, that's the team that we beat head-to-head. What's going on here?
It's true. So that's the question. How much do you put into head-to-head victories versus what have you done for me lately, right? All things being equal, you say, okay, well, you got to give Miami the edge here. But Miami hasn't looked good recently. You know, you can go either way in that argument. How do you feel? Do you tend to go with, look, it's head-to-head? I feel like that's kind of how you feel. But I don't want to speak for you. Then that should be the ultimate sort of qualifier or the one thing that puts one team above the other.
I think it's just really tough because I think, you know, in a perfect world, you would say it's the eye test at the end of the year. Because, you know, if you lose a game first week of the season, like we've seen this even in the rankings before, that it doesn't matter as much as a team that feels like they are flailing at the end of the year. Because at the end of the day, you want the best possible games in the college football playoff. But it's just tough for this committee where I say this and I understand they do whatever they want. But like you want to point at the data and the resumes and the stats and the wins and losses and have a justification other than just the eye test, because I feel like people don't love that when they're just like, hey, eye test, this team is better. And they're like, well, prove it. You know, they lost this team.
Right.
So it's just, you know, start the circle of arguing between all the college football fans. But I do think the eye test should matter some, because as I'm looking at these rankings, like, do we think Virginia is one of the top 12 teams in the country?
No.
Like, granted, I haven't watched a ton of Virginia football, but it's just, like, do we think they're better than Vanderbilt? Even Georgia Tech, who lost to my Wolfpack over the weekend, is still a good team. So it's one of those things where it is a delicate balance of using the resume and all of these, you know, things that they laid out at the first of the season, and also balancing the eye test, because, again, this is a money-making venture, and you want good games in the college football playoff.
I didn't ask you about that. I missed a day. How did it feel? For your NC State Wolfpack, Well, I see your face. That says you don't care.
You beat Georgia Tech. That's a huge win.
I feel like they always do this, and this is how Dave Doran sticks around, because we get like one signature win, and they're like, whoa, NC State football's good again.
They did it.
And then next week we'll lose to like Boston College or somebody. So like we do this, we'll like play with our hair on fire 1 week a year, or usually we'll beat UNC, which that does feel good because we hate the Tar Heels. But it just makes me think that we're never going to get rid of Dave Doran. He's going to be there forever because he always comes out with like one good win a season.
Well, I will say, you got it done. Very impressive. Well done. As far as tonight goes, is there a team that you're most curious about? Like, I'm curious about Texas Tech because I think the Red Raiders are very talented. They haven't played the strongest schedule. They've been blowing out teams, but that's what you're supposed to do. When you have your schedule in front of you, all you can do is play those teams. And I'm very curious to see what the committee thinks of Texas Tech, because you don't necessarily put them in the top tier, but they're hanging around and they're super talented. And these guys, I feel like, can play with anyone. But what does the committee think?
I think that's one of those teams where the metrics kind of justify it, because there's no team that's been more of a metrics darling, you know, that's kind of not at the top than Texas Tech. Like, if you look at all of their numbers, they're very easy to make a case for. But again, if you're a team like Georgia Tech and you're sitting at 16 and you're saying, hey, we're 8-1 as well, even though the ACC doesn't really have a ton of legs to stand on when it says our conference is good. So I don't know. It just feels like this circular argument where, again, so many people are going to be mad and so many teams are going to have like at least somewhat of a case to be angry about these ratings. But at the end of the day, the first set of rankings do not matter. Like, a lot of this stuff will play itself out. Like, especially with some of these teams who, you know, play these big rivalry games at the end of the season. And I know we have like 15 seconds left.
Now you're good.
But it will be interesting.
We're doing it old school here. It's giving me the cues with the, the throw. We got to go. We got 15 seconds left. Come up next on the show. See what the doctor's up to. Also, best bets. Oh, God. I guess that's going to be NBA. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.